This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in the pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. I hope all of you are doing absolutely amazing today, and your week and your day is off to an amazing start. I hope you are taking good care of yourselves out there. We take care of everybody else, but we don't spend enough time taking care of ourselves. And I'm not saying spend more time doing self-care. I mean, like, stop being so mean to yourself this week. Don't be so hard on yourself this week. You are a human being just like everybody else, and you're doing your best. I think we forget that sometimes we're just doing our best. And I think other people forget that too. The people in our lives, our loved ones, our kids, maybe even significant others, that we really truly are just doing our best sometimes. And we may not get it right all the time. And we may mess up. We may procrastinate on some things, but we are just doing our absolute best. And that's good too, you know? Regardless of how fast you think you need to be moving in life or how fast other people may want you to move, no matter what's happening right now, you are doing your best. Other people can be so hard on you, but you can't be hard on you too. Not all the time. Give yourself a break. Take your foot off of your own neck and really take care of yourself this week. At some point, we all grew up and it was like, bloop, you're an adult now. You can't cry when you want to. Suck it up. You have to get it right all the time. You have to know your next step, your next move all the time. Always be making good decisions. Be tough. Stop being a punk, blah, 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 blah. And today, I just want to remind you that yes, you're an adult at this big age, but it's okay if you have big feelings too. And it's okay if you need to cry it out today. It's okay if you feel a lot of joy today and the people around you are giving you weird vibes because they don't understand your joy. It's okay if you're upset or frustrated or confused. And you have to allow yourself to be yourself. I needed to hear that today, and I hope at least one of you needed to hear that too. So, today we are here for a good time, not a long time, but I remember having a conversation with my mom a long time ago, pre-podcast era, and it was around Valentine's Day. And I had a few aunts over, some girlfriends, and we were just having some good girl talk at the dinner table. And at the time, the NBA All-Star Weekend was here in Chicago. And one of my friends was like, girl, we don't need to be at this dinner. We need to be downtown finding us a baller to take care of us because I'm tired of working and I deserve to be a rich housewife. Girl, don't we all? And she was kidding. At least I think she was. But it sparked a discussion around the table about dating outside of your tax bracket and vulnerability and allowing someone else to take care of you. And it got deep. Some people at the table were pro baller life and pro allowing someone to take full care of you and all of your needs. And others were like, not in this lifetime, sis. And my mom cut in and she was like, listen, I hear all of you. I don't care what you end up doing in your lives, whether you want someone else to take care of you and cover all the bills and buy your home and your car, whatever, or whether you do it all yourself, but you should always have something of your own.
Do not ever be out in these streets and the only things you have are the things people gave you. The bed you lay in, the house you sleep in, the money you spend with, the food you eat, the car you drive is because someone else was gracious enough to give it to you. Absolutely not. Because what will you do when they don't want to give it to you anymore? And y'all, my mom and my aunts have all been married and divorced and married again. And it's a different kind of tea when you sit down with older women who aren't afraid to pop some knowledge onto you, right? Today's episode is not about marrying rich and dating outside of your tax bracket or being a kept woman. Today's episode is about agency, ownership, reminding you how important it is to have something of your own, whether that be your own place, your own car, your own bank account, your own opinions, your own ideas, your own identity, something that no one else can take away from you. I may be the minority here, and I fully recognize not everyone is going to agree with me, and that's okay. I may even ruffle some feathers with what I'm about to say, but I'm saying it with love, I promise. But my parents taught me from jump, never put all of my hopes and my dreams and my wants and desires into someone else, no matter who they are. I was taught to be incredibly self-sufficient, and that since this is the 21st century and I am not sitting on someone's porch shucking corn in the South waiting for a man to show up and offer to marry me in exchange for 40 acres and a mule, that I can be fully independent. And that is okay. I can welcome support when I need it, but I can't forget to support myself, because the peace of mind that you get, sis, when you have your own and you don't have to ask for something that you need all the time, you don't have to walk on eggshells and hope to God this person gonna do what they said they gonna do. Girl, the peace of mind is unmatched. That might be my toxic trait, that I am fiercely independent. And because the way life has gone for me, what I saw growing up from the people around me, what I see and know to be true to myself right now, I would rather work a little bit harder and a little bit longer if it meant that I didn't have to depend solely on someone else to take care of me. I would rather work and hustle for the things that I want than give someone else full agency over my life and say that they gave me everything that I have, that I wouldn't be eating if it wasn't for them, that I wouldn't have a roof over my head if it wasn't for them. Get yours, sis, respectfully. If you can put yourself in a position, put your life in a position where you do not have to depend solely on someone else and have a little something for yourself, that if you can make decisions now to make sure your life continues to move, regardless of the decisions that are made from the people around you, the game is up, sis. Never lose focus on supporting you. Before you wait for someone else to have your back, always make sure you have your own. I was listening to an episode on NPR's Code Switch called The Women Behind the Montgomery Bus Boycott. And when I say I was tapped in from the moment I pressed play, When we think about the bus boycott, we think about Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King, but we never really learned how this bus boycott was organized. But in this episode, you hear directly from the many women who organized for months and did what it took to make this bus boycott happen. And y'all, I was locked in the entire time. If you're interested in hearing more stories like this, you have to check out NPR's podcast. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Stories of joy, stories of resilience, stories that are distinct and varied and nuanced as the Black experience itself. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. So, as someone that has textured and curly hair, I'm excited to share Clairol's Textures and Tones came out with a permanent color range specifically for curly and coily hair types. Say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving curls and shine. With 12 shades of brilliant intense color, no ammonia, and stacked with argan and olive oil to deliver some much needed moisture and vibrancy to your hair. So if you're my girl that likes a little color to spice up your look from time to time, the new Clairol Textures and Tones was designed with texture and color specialists, and it was created with you in mind. Clairol's mission is simple: to make every woman feel beautiful and confident and help her live colorfully through accessible and easy to use products. Save your time and your money and give yourself a new hairdo, because it's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it is so me. You can still be soft and vulnerable and still be fierce and independent. They can equally exist. That just because you are soft and in your feminine era and feeling the desire to be wined and dined, that doesn't mean you can't also be bold and unapologetic about your life and your future too. I think independence and a woman coming into her own, having her own, and doing her own thing is a valuable trait that I think should be celebrated, not discouraged. I think there is nothing more unapologetic and authentic about a woman who wants her own way of life, and there is nothing wrong with that. What I have also learned to be true is that not everybody agrees with this. Your right to secure your life. You will meet people on your journey that will shame you for wanting to have something of your own, who will gaslight you and make you second guess why you work hard for the things that you want, the things that you pray for. They will say things like, you don't need a man. You got it yourself. Oh, you're high maintenance. You don't know how to let people in. And you know what I say to that? You are absolutely right. If that's what it means to be unapologetic about my life, cool. If that is what it means to be authentic to who I am and what I truly want for myself, so be it. If that's what it means to make sure my future is secure, whether you decide to walk in or out of my life, then that's what it's going to have to be. Let me tell you something, and then we're going to go on with our day. People want you to be dope and amazing, but not too dope and amazing. You feel me? People want you to be successful, but wait. Not too successful. They want you to do your thing and will cheer you on like, yes, sis, get it. And then in the same breath, be like, wait, hold on, sis, you're doing too much. People want you to grow and to succeed, but sometimes only in ways that they are comfortable, They want to see you doing well, but only as it relates to them. And there is nothing unapologetic or authentic about that. Real independence means being able to take care of yourself, both emotionally, physically, and financially. Real independence is not letting someone else define your fulfillment, define your joy, define your happiness based on what they can give you, what they can do for you, what they can provide for you. Real independence is allowing yourself to be vulnerable when you need to be, welcoming support when people are lending it, but still making sure at the end of the day, your future is good. Your kids are good. Your goals and your dreams are good. Your life is good. I want to be wined and dined and pampered and taken care of like any other girl, believe me. But I can still wine and dine and pamper and take care of myself too, because I am the owner of my life. I deserve the world, and I'm going to give it to myself, whether someone shows up to help or not. You deserve the world, sis, and you too can give it to yourself, whether someone shows up to help or not.
That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you loved the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to leave us a rating and a review on the podcast app that you're tuning in on. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to follow us on our socials at Slay Girl Slay and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. The Slay Girl Slay podcast is brought to you by Ash Media Network with brand new episodes every Monday. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.